Welcome to Impact Ed, the official podcast of ALIF ISD. Today I'm going to be your host. I'm Liu Wensu, and you know that great things are happening in our district, in ALIF ISD. So that's why I have a very special person today with me, Mr. Cody Bailey. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I know you are coming back because you are alumni, right, from ELSIC?
That's right. ELSIC class of 99. Woo, woo.
And I know that you have a very important position, a leadership position in ALIF ISD Education Foundation. Could you please share a little bit about the position for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the vice president of the ALIF ISD Education Foundation. I joined this incredible organization 2 years ago after 24 years of United States Air Force service. I climbed the ranks as the Chief Master Sergeant in United States Air Force and ended up retiring. And the first thing I did is move back to Houston, Texas, the greatest city in the world. And I said, you know what? I'm coming home. I'm coming home to ALIF, Southwest ALIF, Texas. That is my home, and that's where my heart is, and here I am. As far as the position for the ALIF ISD Education Foundation, my role is to ensure that we have an organization that is focused on, one, bringing sponsorship and raising funds to the ALIF community, making sure that we're able to provide scholarships as well as mini grants for our teachers in order for them to innovate in classroom projects that ultimately affects our children, as well as supply food and clothing inside of our pantry for, you know, those students that just need a little bit of help, those families that need help. And I believe that I'm extremely fortunate to have an opportunity to give back to my community, as my community has, you know, so often poured back into me. You know, I was raised here. I came here back in 1983 as a young kid and went to Petroski Elementary, and then to Albright Middle School, and graduated from ELSIC class of 99.
That is great. And we know that we just have our 21st annual golf tournament,
sure,
and it
did.
Was a great success. We had 230 players. Mm-hmm. We raised more than 140K. And so how are we selecting the students for the scholarship? Could you please share a little bit about the process?
Yeah, absolutely. But before I do, just want to give a huge shout out to all of our sponsors, all of our golfers, our players, and the shout out to our team. Our team, the foundation, leaders like yourself, the staff that came out to make that event just a great success. Want to say thank you. Because that's your time, that's your energy that you're putting into something additional, right? That's not your day-to-day job, but that is something that you said, you know what, I'm going to raise my right hand and I'm going to sign up. And in order to ensure that we are raising the funds to give back to who? The students that need it the most. So as far as the scholarships, you know, this past year, we were able to give over $60,000 of scholarship grants to a number of different students. And as far as the time frame that we open our windows for scholarship, it's normally between that January and May time frame, where we send students to our website in order for them to register, complete their forms. And what we're looking for is, you know, are you active in the community, right? What is your desired need? What are you trying to accomplish as far as your goals and your ambitions in life? We want to make sure that there's, like I mentioned, a desired need. Is there a hardship that you may be facing? And what is the motivation of you applying for this grant? And then, of course, we look at some stats, right? We want to make sure that, one, you are putting your best foot forward. You're active inside of the community. You're active inside of not only just sports, but different recreational activities. You're giving back to your community and in form of leadership and other, you know, ways to show that you're involved. And then we look at your, like I mentioned, your grade point average, and again, just expressing what it is that you're trying to do and how this grant is going to make sure that you are the next contributor to, you know, society. And then one day when you made it, you're going to come back home just like I did and want to pour back into your community.
And I know that we mentioned before that we are supporting the student scholarship, mini mm-hmm. grants, uniform pantry. But I know that the foundation is supporting our district in many other ways, like the youth entrepreneur event that we are planning for our students.
Yeah, yeah, that's great about our organization is because we listen to our partners and stakeholders inside the community. We see what's going on as far as the economy, but we want to make sure that we have created all opportunities for the success of our students. Because at the end of the day, when you graduate, when you're so fortunate to graduate from our beautiful high schools here in A-Leaf, not everyone's going to go into the military like yours truly, Cody Bailey, right? Not everybody's going to go to Harvard, which we've seen applications and those students that are able to proceed in that form and go to such a prestigious school. We've seen those that graduate and go to University of Houston, Houston Community College. But there's another path, and there's a path of entrepreneurship that is probably inherently in each one of us, where you have that burning desire to create and innovate. And we believe that students have an opportunity to start learning on how to become entrepreneurs to give them that path as well, because it's just as important as any other path. And again, I believe that it's something that is inherently in all of us. I was the first one to create the McDonald's McGriddle. You know, that beautiful sausage, bacon, egg with that, yeah, that pancake, right? Mm-hmm. I created that when I was like 5 years old, right? But no, what I'm saying is that was me trying to create. But just think that if I had the opportunity to turn that into something that could be, that can contribute to the community, that can contribute to the greater society in the form of a product or service. We want to provide entrepreneurs, those youth entrepreneurs, an opportunity to see what they are truly capable of doing. So in 2026, we are putting together a campaign leading up to that time frame in March and April, where we focus on ensuring that we're educating on entrepreneurship. We also touch on financial literacy, where we bring out financial experts that have supported our community that want to teach our students how to open a bank account, how to start savings, how to invest. These things that are preparing students for a lifetime of finances in order to support them in their careers, and in ensuring that you understand how money works and how to build wealth. That is what happens when we talk about building true legacy. So we're excited about tapping into this form of education in order to better prepare our students for another path to success.
And I wish when I was young, I had this kind of opportunity that the Education Foundation is offering to our students. But I have one question.
Sure.
Do they need to pay? Who can come to those events?
No. So we're talking 6th graders to 12th graders. And this is a free event. Due to our partnerships, we've been able to make it into a fun event. We want guest speakers that are youth entrepreneurs that are showcasing their products and services and tell their journey on how they became successful of trying to accomplish something that so many people try and actually fail or stop doing. But that's the importance of it, is to know that you can continue to put yourself out there and be able to fail forward, keep trying, keep learning, keep evolving in order to build something that is truly worth building legacy. So this is free. This is free. This is, again, your community saying that we're going to pour into you, the student.
And I know that we mentioned before, we thank the sponsors, the donors. Mm-hmm. But we also want to thank our teacher because we have a fundraising campaign that is called the Pay Forward.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so pay it forward. One, to our teachers and staff members of ALEAF ISD, we want to thank you for contributing a monthly donation to the program that speaks to you the most, right? We thank you for that. In order to sign up for the Pay It Forward, please visit the ALEAF ISD Education Foundation's website. Go there, and if you feel the need to want to just give a small donation that goes a long way to the pantry, the scholarship, and to back to you, to the mini grants, hey, please go ahead and be able to donate what you can, right? We're not asking for a lot, but if everyone gives a little, it goes a long way.
Yes, thank you so much. And I have Cody Bailey. He's not just the vice president of the ALEAF ISD Education Foundation or ELSIC alumni, because I have an author with me, and you brought me your book, right?
That
Could
is correct.
Could you please share a little bit about, or a lot about your book?
So, Ms. Lee, one, thank you for giving me an opportunity to mention my new business as well is being an author. Actually, it's just a passion project of mine. It's called Letters to Airmen, Lessons on Growth, Resilience, and Service in the Airmen Tier. So, again, I spent 24 years mentoring, molding, transforming, and inspiring young airmen from the ages of 18 to 40 plus years old. And I've been fortunate enough to elevate and climb the ranks and become a Chief Master Sergeant in the Air Force. But when we speak on community, that's a part of you that's woven into every fabric of your being. Just like ALEAF, what ALEAF means to me, the Air Force means to me as well. And as I retired, with just a little bit of rest and recovery, I wanted to make sure that I left something behind to those young airmen that are, one, aspiring to join United States Air Force, or two, those that are currently in, that are between the ranks of, you know, within that first 3 to 4 years. So I wanted to share my personal journey within those first 3 to 4 years, the interactions that I've had with leadership, the core disciplines, the values that were taught to me, and even some of the blooper type moments of Cody Bailey, young Cody Bailey, making a lot of mistakes. And I leave myself in a vulnerable position, and I share that with young people to understand that where you started doesn't ultimately lead to where you end, right? And as far as I've grown, I evolved, and been able to learn from, you know, a lot of different mistakes, a lot of different challenges that I am fortunate enough to put myself through, and be able to show the resiliency in order to grow through them and become something different. So inside of this book, I share that in the forms of letters. I start every letter off with "Dear Airman," and one thing I know for a fact that every letter is me, authentically me, and every letter ends with a reflection point where I give the readers an opportunity to think what's going on with them at that important moment of their lives. And I think that's important, is that all of us take time to reflect. And we talk about everything from dedication, commitment, to leadership, to adversity, to leadership and followership, which is extremely important. So this book covers it all. And I think that there's, you know, it's just great to be able to give back. And whether you sell one copy or a million copy, if one person learns something, then I did my job.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can we mention any probably teacher who inspired you?
Oh, man, there's so many. First, Miss Rodriguez, Heidi Rodriguez, was my eighth grade science teacher. She just an amazing professional. She recently retired, I want to say last year, from ALEAF. She poured into us. She was very patient with me, you know, during that middle school time frame. She's one. And then I'll back up a little further than that. And my fourth grade teacher, Miss Betty C. Lewis, Cody Bailey was quite the trouble child that loved bringing havoc inside the classroom and all over the school, right? But I remember her, you know, one, giving me an opportunity to be challenged. I was a kid that probably couldn't put two sentences together in the fourth grade. I was the first kid to get out of the spelling bee, right? Wow. Again, that's my authenticity right there. But somehow, some way, she gave me an opportunity. I remember, well, two of them specifically. I remember her saying, Cody Bailey, you're the only one that's paying attention to me right now. When we were working on a math problem on the chalkboard, I know the kids today don't know what a chalkboard is, right? But when she said it, my eyes lit up. I was like, what? Me? I wasn't paying attention. But from that moment on, I did. And I remember that gave me courage to want to raise my hand to answer questions, to read from whatever chapter we were going over for the day. It also, she also gave me one more opportunity where we were putting on this show called Putting on the Hits. And we had to read different poetry or books, like some type of passage that came out of that book. And every student had to do it. It was a evening event. Our mothers, our fathers, our parents got a chance to, guardians had a chance to watch us in action. And while other students had one or two different quotes out of a passage book, she chose me and a good friend of mine, Carmen, and we had an entire book that we had to recite and perform in front of everyone. And I'm getting chills right now because that was something then that I didn't think I was capable of doing. But one person believed that I was. And that's all I needed in order to use that as motivation. And from that point on, I was a straight A and B student, right? And then met incredible teachers like Miss Heidi Rodriguez and others that took a chance and showed patience with me. So when I say there's teachers, those are only two, right, that I mentioned right now. But I think about the counselors that I've had, Miss Maggie Cuellar. You know, she spent a lot of time with me. She's one of the greats, in my opinion. There's others from the security guard that you gave a hard time when you were walking inside the school. Everyone has a role. The lunch lady, right? You know, that you say hello to every morning. Everyone has a role in building and shaping who you are. And that's what's important for a community like ALEAF. And I'll end with this. I've traveled all over the world. I've spent a lot of time in the military, and I've been in places, Germany to Hawaii to Korea, you name it. But when I have an engagement with the person that I'm smiling, they're smiling, we're having a great time, and they happen to say that I'm from Houston, Texas, my next question is, if we connected, if there was a connection that felt different, I'll ask the question, are you from ALEAF? And they'll say, how'd you know? And that just tells me what we're doing here is right. And that goes back many decades. And again, different classes and everything else. But when there's that connection, it's like we all know that it's real. And so to our staff, to our superintendent, Dr. Mays, Dr. Porter, thank you. Thank you for continuing to pour into the students. Thank you all for making an impact on, you know, a person like me and the future of our generations to come.
And when I started this podcast, I said great things are happening in our district.
Yes.
And ALEAF ISD is Cody Bailey as well. So thank you for coming back to our district. Thank you for supporting the Education Foundation.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me today. I appreciate the team that was able to put together this incredible podcast. ALEAF, keep doing the work. It's paying off.
And before you go, could you please give ALEAF ISD staff a message from Cody Bailey, VP from Education Foundation, author, alumni?
Yeah, to the staff, it's been an incredible journey working with you. over the last 2 years. I thank you for being patient with me and just ensuring that you're setting up our foundation for success. Again, we all come with different ideas and that we believe that is going to continue to move our program and move our district and ultimately our students forward. And thank you for believing in us that we can. And yeah, I appreciate every one of you. So keep doing the work and keep smiling. That's one thing I will say about the staff. They're always smiling. And they're just so welcoming. So thank you for everything that you do. Let's keep moving.
Thank you, Cody, for coming today.
Thank you, Lee.
My name is Lee Wensu. Thank you so much for joining us.
This has been an AMP production.